Here at BBC Radio Lincolnshire. We're talking about rail travel. With rail fares going up, should you be guaranteed a seat? David Harby is chairman of Rail Future. He's with us on the programme. David, is this one of the criticisms that you often hear from people? You know, we buy our ticket, we think it's good value, but we can't get a seat.
Particularly in Lincolnshire, yes.
Yeah? So, is there a sort of a problem here? Why can people who have bought a ticket not get a seat on the trains?
You've got to go back a few years on that one. Effectively, there was a long hiatus when the government didn't sanction building any more rolling stock.
Right.
And of course, now we're short, you know, passenger numbers were increasing. Everybody was telling them that we were going to need more rolling stock. And of course, you can't just build a train in 6 months. It's normally about a 3 or 4 year period between when they first decide to build it to when they actually get into use. So of course, We're now feeling the consequences of what wasn't done sort of 5, 6, 7 years ago.
So are they building more rolling stock now?
They are now. The big argument at that time was, of course, we were saying what you want to do is not build diesels for now. You want to be building electrics for the next 30, 40 years.
Right.
There was a long time when Department for Transport were very anti-electrification. And all of a sudden, around about the time of Andrew Adonis, they decided, yes, we would go around and start doing some electrification work. And now those trains are starting to come in. I've got one friend, actually, who's had a ride on a new one early on this week up in Manchester.
So this is a new bit of rolling stock that's actually now available on the line?
They are coming in now.
Right.
There's quite a few over the next 3 or 4 years, there's quite a few coming in. And of course, a lot of them are coming in either in London or in the northwest.
Mm. What do you think? What do you think about the current rail increases? Then, okay, they're not talking about huge amounts that they've gone up by, but I mean, do you think that's justified?
It's a difficult argument. What we don't like is that they're still using the retail price index, because of course the government choose to use the consumer prices index for a lot of things. Because it's normally a bit lower than the retail price index.
But arguably, other people that perhaps travel by road, they've seen their prices going up a lot, haven't they, with fuel increases. So, you know, if you're travelling by train,
they have had a freeze on fuel duty.
Mm.
So that, and petrol's not gone up a lot over the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it sort of fluctuates around. I saw somewhere yesterday, I think 127.9, I thought. So that had actually come down a bit, to be honest with you.
I'm self-employed, so of course I keep a note of what I'm spending on petrol.
Mm.
And over the last 2 or 3 years, my petrol costs each month have been pretty constant.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
The mileage has been fairly constant as well, but it depends. I mean, petrol can shoot up 1 week and then down again in a month later.
For no apparent reason.
Yeah,
What about this other suggestion then? The government suggesting that some of the train operators should convert some of their first-class carriages to standard.
Yes.
That would then ease congestion. Do you think there's an argument for that?
There's been a strong argument for that for ages. Of course, we don't get first class in this area anyway.
No.
But if you're coming out of Paddington, to the West Country, or Euston up towards Manchester, in fact, Euston to Manchester is a very bad one, because you'll see 3 carriages often of first class.
But what about on our line, on our East Coast line? I mean, we get first class on that, don't we?
East Coast do, but at busy times, East Coast, the first class seems to be almost as full as the second.
Mm.
On the, particularly on the West Coast and the Great Western out from Paddington, they don't. Their first class is often nearly empty, and yet they've got people standing in second.
And would I be right in assuming, then, that those that travel in first class on a regular basis, could they be subsidising standard class fares?
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
Not at the peaks.
No?
Not at the peaks. I mean, see, don't forget off-peak. There's quite a few people travelling first class off-peak who are travelling on these advanced purchase fares. Because if you're careful, particularly on the East Coast, and you're going a fair distance, say up to Edinburgh or somewhere, and you shop around, and you're not sort of specific to the exact train you want to use, you can often find a first-class fare, which is not that much more than the second class.
Interesting. David, thank you for that. David Harby, Chairman of Rail Future.